stoop. And the place where, for example, in your old house where you had a T shape, where the two wings come together like this, what would you call that part of the roof? The roof would come on like this. And what is that angle that the roof would form?
I don't know. I didn't like the carpenter much, you know. Uh-huh.
Does the word valley or gutter?
Valley, they call it a valley.
Uh-huh. And how did you ever have something up to catch the rain as it came off the roof?
Yes, had a big bear, 50-gallon bear.
And that was
on a plank, wide plank to steer it in there.
I see.
And that was wash water.
I see.
Soft water.
As it came down the valley. Mm-hmm. When you, later on, when you put metal strips, metal troughs.
Gutter.
That's called a gutter. Mm-hmm. When you first used it, it was.
We had, down at home, had three or four bears to catch that water. Somebody would go out there and turn it in the other, when it isn't got full. Mm-hmm. Can't use it for wash water, washing dishes and things.
When you cleaned out the fireplace, how did you get that black stuff out of the fireplace?
We had a little shovel that you used picking up coal.
Did you have to go up in the chimney?
No, sir. We never did. Mm-hmm. When they had those big chimneys, they were always full of chimney sweeps, and if they didn't keep them clean, well, I don't know what did.
Oh, is that right? They would live in the...
On the wall of the chimney. They'd build a nest of mud on the wall.
Is that right? I haven't heard about that. They're kind of swallow, are they? Kind of a swallow?
Yeah.
Belong to the swallow family?
I reckon. You could see them late of evening come out there, and they'd make a racket when they wings, found like with the wings when they were flying. Just.
Yeah, and then they would go into the chimney? Yes.
And go in the chimney. You could see them. They are pretty bashful. You don't see them much. But they make a little racket when they fly.
And they would be in the chimney, and what would they do?
I don't know what they're doing in there. Fire. I don't know. I never heard nothing at all about how they lived or what they did. There is nothing. But they were nearly always there.
It comes back to me. I have read about that years and years ago, and I had completely forgotten about it until you mentioned it. I think it's a bird that belongs to the swallow family.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about swallows. But
I'm going to have to look that up. I hadn't thought about it for years. What did you call the black stuff that you collected?